This is your usually Dami Tark here, but tonight, I don't really feel all that Dami, actually. See, this has been happening a lot lately, because, yeah, I'm usually the one that doms, usually the one that gets you to call me daddy or mommy or mistress or whatever. But tonight has got me feeling particularly lost in little space. Why? I have no idea. I really have no idea. Does loneliness have something to do with it? Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, just, I usually don't feel this vulnerable. But it's come to that point where it's just coming into play. And it's gotten to a point where it's like, hey, it's okay not to be a dom all the time. It's okay to kind of revert to little territory. And recently it's been like that. So to shorten it up, I really, really, I really need my daddy. No, it's just I met a person, and he's got me feeling very, very little. He's got me very, very little feeling. Got me drifting into little space, and I don't know what is it about him. It's just he's very protective, and I like that about him. And then too, I mean, every now and then we like to switch up roles, me being the daddy, him being my sub. But there are some moments where I do love being coddled. I love being held and, you know, just feel protected, you know, and be able to just let go and say, just call out for daddy whenever I need it. It's just, I think that's the big thing about it, is it's not just sexually, you know, I think the feeling of being protected, the feeling of, feeling secure, I think that's the word for it. It just makes me feel good. And it's very uncharacteristic of me being a dom, but, you know, it's just, I mean, every dom has their moments. Every femdom, every male dom, they must have their moments where they just want to just kind of crumble down a little bit and be a little vulnerable and just not necessarily revert into little space, but kind of step back and be I don't know how to say this. Well, I've said vulnerable, but, you know, it's just be coddled, being loved. I am loved. I'm loved by my girlfriend. But it's just something, is just, like, it's honestly being tired. It's tiring being the dom most of the time. And I want to feel like I belong to somebody, you know? And whenever I just call out for daddy, I just get that sort of sense of belonging, I guess. It's not so much sexual as it is just, being cuddled, being to a, an extent, babied. So, I mean, there are times where most of the time I am just, I act lesser than the age that I am. Yeah, so I do have immature moments where I do just sort of kind of just want to say, Daddy, can you hold me? And just give him the sweetest little pouty look, just like, hold me, Daddy, hold me, Mommy. And it's, at first it was very, very weird reverting to that stage, but it's gotten to where I look at it now as just being, hey, this is normal. I mean, every dominant person has their down points. They have their drops and everything. Whereas my drop, I kind of feel like when I drop, I revert into like a subby space, into subspace a little bit. But this has gotten to a point recently that I've just became a little for a short while. And it's just like, I want to be cuddled up in a blanket sushi and just like color a little bit and just do some word games. I mean, you know, just, I don't know, play dress up maybe? I don't know. I don't know, do all the things that us littles love to do. Color, hang out with our daddies or mommies maybe. But no, I don't know. I don't have a permanent daddy. But I don't know. I don't know with this guy. He seems like I like him. I really do like him. Because he's very protective, very cozy. Very cozy. And I don't know. I'm kind of crushing on him a little bit. Even though I just heard his voice, still, it's sort of a low maintenance crush. Because he is such a good daddy, I think. I think he's a really good daddy. Maybe it might get me to take some pointers, maybe in becoming a better dom myself and be a better mommy or daddy or something, whatever I feel like being at the time. But for right now, it's just, I am drifting off into a little space, so I'm just lying here, just playing some board games, drinking some cherry Dr. Pepper, and just sort of spilling what's on my mind and getting it off my chest because I do feel little. I really do feel little. And normally I really don't feel like that. Because whenever I do feel like that I want to say 2 or 3 years ago when I was heavily into the dom thing. Not so heavily, but just into it per se. It's just like being a little, that's weird. It's weird. I would never do that. I could never do that because I want to just maintain that strong front, that, you know, unbreakable attitude. But I don't know, just lately it's getting to where I kind of embrace that more. And it's just gotten to where I'm thinking, hey, you know what? It would be nice to have a daddy or a mommy or anything like that. Maybe. Just maybe. And, I don't know. A certain person's got me feeling very, very little. And I kind of like it. I really do like it. And, I mean, it very much taught me that there's nothing wrong in being vulnerable. It's nothing wrong with switching. If you don't even feel like doming, you could just just lay back and kind of stay in a little subspace in a little bit, you know? Yeah. So that's just my thoughts. It's just my thoughts. I know most of it doesn't make any sense because I am tired as all get out. And a little bit commaddled, but you know, it's just I don't know. I find myself nowadays just calling out for daddy, 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 rather than getting somebody else to call me daddy recently. I mean, yeah, I do get some people to call me daddy, but it's just gotten to where I just kind of drift off to sleep. Even if I'm just singing it to myself and just like, daddy, 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 daddy. I'm very much in a little space. Very much in a little space. And I don't usually do that. But, I mean, some loneliness, like I said, plays into it a little bit. But you know, it's not so mo much loneliness as it is the feeling of wanting to be protected and belonging to somebody. I mean, does that make any sense? 'Cause, yeah. That's just what's on my mind right now. I just thought that I would just share it with you people and kind of just get it off my chest, and I really do feel a lot better in about embracing the little side of me. Because, yes, there are some times where outside the sexuality of it all, where I do feel less than the age that I am. And I want to do all things that littles love to do, like color, maybe watch some cartoons, maybe, you know? And that really plays into it because I've been watching a lot of 90s cartoons. Getting a lot into the Rugrats and stuff. It makes me feel so little. I love it. Not so much for the nostalgia of it. It just makes me feel like I feel like a kid again. I feel like it'd be so much fun to have a daddy or a mommy to watch it with me. It would be so good. So good. Even better. I mean, we could watch like old Nickelodeon shows together, maybe. You know, just talk and chat and laugh at some parts that we remember. Yeah, all good things. All good things. Yeah. So, yeah. I love belonging to somebody. I really do. I mean, I love the thought of it. So, I think I rambled enough. I think it's just it's become a word salad right now, so I ought to stop this recording before I say any more nonsense that kind of yeah. So thank you for hearing me out, y'all. It really much, very much means a lot to me. Thank you so much. And without further ado, I hope you all have a good night, from Tarkus to you, and I'll see you around, okay? Bye-bye.